Yeah, first time I've ever seen him as well. So I'm ready for this fight. So I don't take. Usually, some people watch their opponents before. I don't. So, like I say, today's the first time I've seen him.
What do you make of him? Do you make of opponents when you first get up to him, up close and personal? I suppose. Are there things you can take out of those meetings?
I don't take nothing out of it. From past experience, you can never judge a book by its cover. So I certainly don't. I'll just see him when he's in the ring on Saturday night, and I'll take everything from that first round. That's when I'll make my judgment.
Excellent. So in just talk us through this fight then. It's for the vacant WBO European title, bantamweight title, but it wasn't supposed to be. This was supposed to be the first defence of the Commonwealth title you picked up against Jason Cunningham last September. It was supposed to be against Leeds' Terry Broadbent, a Yorkshire derby. We had Terry in the studio a few weeks ago talking about the fight, but Terry's had to pull out through injury.
Yeah, I believe he's pulled out through injury, so I hope everything goes okay with Terry. I don't know what's happened, so I hope he's all right. But then we were stuck without an opponent, and then this opportunity came up for the vacant WBO European bantamweight title. And as always, I take things with both hands and take a gamble. Why not? I'll go for it.
Yeah, so it's another big opportunity for you and another opportunity to get your hands on another belt. So just talk us through, you know, Benjamin Smalls. Is would you say he's a step-up in opponent for you?
Yeah, well, from what I've heard, it is. But what the main thing is, I'll have another belt around my waist and a world ranking, and that's the route we want to go down. Obviously, with me being out for all the years with injury, on and off, and then making my comeback last year in March, nobody expected anything like this to be happening. I didn't expect to be fighting for a big title until towards the end of this year. And then once I got that phone call to fight Jason Cunningham for the Commonwealth, I took it and it paid off. And now this opportunity is here and I'm more than ready. I'm improving in each fight and I'll show that Saturday night when I win the WBO European.
Yeah, it's often interesting to see fighters progress and then when opportunities do come up, you know, like the one you had last year for the Commonwealth, and then another one now that just lands on your doorstep through, you know, a bit of unfortunate circumstances through what's happened for Terry and him losing his chance against you. But in terms of your progression since the comeback, have you surprised yourself at how well you've kind of stepped up and how fast it's kind of accelerated?
Well, I knew when I signed a managerial contract with Dennis Hobson and a promotion contract with him, I knew he'd work me in the right direction, fight-wise, opponents, getting me opportunities. I know he's the man to get me the opportunity, and he certainly showed that. Then I signed with Ryan Rhodes as my trainer, and since doing that, Ryan's trained me absolutely brilliant, worked on all the things what I did wrong. And it's not changed my style, it's just added to it. And that's worked better for me, and it's just shown.
Yeah, so what were some of those things that he's improved on? I think it's always good when, you know, a fighter does recognise, you know, his weaknesses and works on them. But what are some of the things that Ryan has improved in your game?
Well, one thing, I never used to take a step back. I never used to take a step to the side. I would just all guns blazing go forward all the time. Now I'm stepping off at different angles. I'm stepping off and throwing actual shots back, countering. And I've got some head movement now. So, and it's continuously, I'm just progressing with it.
Good news. So a win this weekend then, Ross, gets you, as you said, a world ranking. So what is possible for yourself? You know, you must be, you know, very high on confidence at the moment. You know, what do you think you can achieve in this sport?
I believe I can become world champion, and I have done since I was 8 years old when I started boxing. I'm now 28 years old. I've been through the mill. I've had my ups and my downs, and now the ups are starting to shine through, and that's what I want. So who knows, this time by end of next year or even by end of this year, I can be fighting for a world title.
We wish you luck this weekend. It's at the Octagon Centre in front of a Sheffield crowd, so I know they'll be spurring you on.
Certainly, and I've got my soldiers. I've got some soldiers from the Yorkshire Regiment and the Coldstream Guards marching me out, as per usual, and some ex-riflemen. So I've got the army there to drum me into the ring, march me out, and then I've got a very special tune for Sheffield that I'm going to be coming out to. So I think all the fans are going to be excited Saturday night.
Yeah, how important is it to, you know, when you do things like that, you've got the soldiers, you've got your tune that it does rev the fans up, it revs you up, and it just gives everyone, you know, that lift.
It does. It gives them the lift. They're paying their money. They're working day in day out to earn money, and they're coming spending it to come and watch me. I said yesterday on ESPN that I actually go out selling my tickets, still doing it all myself. Me and my wife were driving around till about 4 o'clock today, still doing it, and then I've just had to walk to someone's house now to drop some more off, just because I want to get it done. I want to be interacting with the people. They're the fans. They're coming to support me, and that's what pays my wages.
So in terms of the bill this weekend as a whole, plenty of good fights on there for people to, I imagine, still come down and get some tickets and see a good show on Saturday.
Yeah, there's eight fights on, and the undercard, at the press conference today, the undercard, they was going at it. They were nearly going at the press conference, that's how bad it was. So there's no loss there. Me and my opponent, I'm always respectful to any of my opponents or potential opponents, and we just shook hands, but the undercard looks like it's going to be a cracker as well.
Any in particular that stand out for yourself?
There's a younger lad on further down the bill, Arun Din at flyweight. He's a Sheffield lad, and he's really good. I enjoy watching him. There's also Lewis Taylor from Sheffield on the bill. He's a good lad. And then Azair Najib v. Mahib Fazildin. They're fighting for the Super Bantamweight Central Area title, so I believe that's the one that's going to be a cracker as well. But mine is going to be the main event, and I'm going to prove to people that it is, and it's well worth the money to come and watch me.
So make sure you go and get your tickets if you're not doing anything this weekend in Sheffield. You fancy a bit of boxing, but it is a cracking weekend for the sport, Ross. Some great fights going on. Paul Smith going over to Germany to face that rematch in Berlin against Arthur Abrahams. Do you think that he could become world champion this weekend after, well, it was a pretty cruel scorecard in the first fight?
Well, I'd like to see him do that, me with my European, and Martin Murray win his fight as well. So all of us come back with big titles.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Martin Murray, he faces a real uphill task against Gennady Golovkin in Monaco. But do you genuinely think he could be the one to trouble him?
This is boxing. Anything can happen. Once 2 pound hits you on chin, that pressure hits you on chin, anyone's going. So if he catches him right, who knows? But it's boxing, anything at all. It's one what we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and definitely anything can happen. And we're led to believe, Ross, Twitter's gone pretty mad in the last kind of hour or so. And it seems potentially, anyway, according to a few people in the know, that the fight everyone's wanted to see for many years, Floyd Mayweather Jr. against Manny Pacquiao is all set to be announced possibly this evening. Is it one of those that, in terms of boxing, you'll believe it when you see it, or do you think it is?
Yeah,
it's really, it's happening now.
I'm still like that. I'll believe it when I see it, when that happens. I'd like it to happen, but who knows? I've just had a phone call saying that Kell Brook and Mir Carney is going to happen as well. So Mia Khan's finally going to step up to Kel, but we'll see.
Yeah, you think that will happen? What kind of phone call was that? Was that someone in the know? Are you going to give us an exclusive on that?
Well, I had Kel Brook at my press conference today, and Barry Kid Gallard, they were there, both very confident, as they always are. And I've just heard a little rumour, but who knows? I can't see Amir Khan wanting to get into the ring with Kell Brook, because we all know what Kel will do to him.